And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. Gerald Quigley, love to see you as
Hi,
always.
Hi, Joe. And look who we've got.
Yes, the lovely Luke Hines. Hello.
Good morning, Dream Team. I'm thrilled to be here today. How are we?
Yeah, really well. Now, listen, I think that you and I are similar, Hinesy, in that... I think we seek ways to grow. Like, I love personal growth.
Yes, right? Definitely.
With absolute self-acceptance. Like, you know, I accept myself for who I am, but yeah. I sometimes think I can improve.
Well, the thing about personal growth, Joe, is that you have to be self-aware enough to know that you've got your flaws or your troubles. And when you are self-aware and willing to accept that responsibility, you go, okay, what can I change and how do I change it? But the thing is, not everyone is like that. They either don't accept that they've got a problem or they're not willing to change.
Just on the outside looking in, does that assume I've finished growing?
No, wow. Gerald, never.
Maybe that's I don't think anyone does. Maybe I think that's grow all the time.
Maybe that's the column we're talking about.
So then this is the question, though, Gerald, if you accept that we never stop changing and growing,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, we never stop growing.
Yes.
But is change possible? This is our question. Is it hard to change? Even and can you teach an old dog new tricks?
Oh, Gerald, can we?
Well, she looked at me then. Well, I think, I think you evolve into change. I think life's various time frames, as you know, you have young kids, teenagers, older children, then they go, so you then evolve into that new part of your life. And I think that's one of the wonderful parts about just being alive.
I've had experiences, guys, where you've either had a friendship or a relationship and they've not been aligned, and any time you've suggested perhaps some change, it's met with deaf ears or even a retaliatory response. Has anyone had an experience where someone is just, you know what, I am the way I am and I don't want to change and I don't need to change?
I think that is probably a fairly common response, and it does feel like, is that the end of a relationship? I don't know. Well, today we're speaking with Leanne Hall, a psychologist, who's going to give us the lowdown on ways we can make changes in ourselves, the motivation and the visualization that is required. I love both those things. But we're going to ask her the question, can you force.
Oh,
that's a harsh word.
That is a harsh word.
Encourage.
Coerce. Request someone that you love to change, especially if there's an ultimatum issue. Does that even work? Oh, we'll be talking about that.
I love this topic.
Leanne. It's great fun. Also, Victor Tabala, a naturopath, on the qualities of ginkgo, this herb that comes from the ginkgo biloba tree, which dates back 150 million years. It's known as the living fossil. I love this tree.
Well, ginkgo was kind of trendy.
I thought that was Sam Newman's name.
Do you remember about kind of 20, 25 years ago? They were kind of putting ginkgo. They started to put ginkgo in energy drinks. And I think now we've kind of luckily come full circle and we know how bad those energy drinks for us are. Mm. So how do we tap back into that itself, ginkgo, as its form.
So we'll talk about that. It is a special day for the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne with their annual Run for the Kids on today, which raises crucial funds for the Royal Children's Hospital. And later on, Gerald, you're going to tell us about a personal connection that Chemist Warehouse has with the Royal Children's Hospital and Run
Proudly
for the Kids.
Proudly wearing my T-shirt, my Run with Raffy T-shirt, yes, which I've filled in adequately.
You'll tell us about that in a little moment. Also, we're talking diverse probiotics on Get Nourished this week, GQ. Looking forward to that. As always, we say, give us a call, 131 873 with any questions that you might have to support your health, whether it's what to eat or a supplement to take. Both Hinesy and Gerald are here to help you with whatever symptom that you might be struggling
with.
Absolutely. Next up, what are the steps to take if we want to make a change in ourselves or indeed someone we love on the House of Wellness?
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Oh, forgotten your password again? For a convenient way to improve your memory, try Thompson's One A Day Ginkgo 6000. It contains the herb ginkgo, a source of antioxidants, and improves memory in aging individuals. Plus, it's the number one selling ginkgo product on the market. Thompson's One A Day Ginkgo 6000, 60 capsules at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Thompson's One A Day Ginkgo 6000 at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. The number is 131873. If you have any questions for Gerald or Heinze to support your health, do call us, 131873. But first, when it comes to health and wellness, we know that good relationships are absolutely key. But sometimes we can feel that the people we love need to make some changes in themselves. Or at our most self-aware, we might realise that we ourselves need to make some change. But is that even possible? Well, joining us on the line is psychologist Leanne Hall to discuss this. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning.
Tell us, are we asking too much? Can people really change?
Look, people can certainly change. But like you mentioned, I think probably the key is self-awareness. But also it's around having the right support and actually the willingness to do it.
Leanne, what can make change so difficult and hard for people?
Yeah, look, I think familiarity is often very easy to snap back into. And I think, you know, certainly our brain sort of tends to kind of use those kind of pathways. And once we keep using them, then they become very, very easy to just go into automatic pilot. So, you know, to change means we've actually got to go against that and resist that, which can be a little bit uncomfortable sometimes.
Leanne, good morning. An interesting report came out a couple of days ago, the Ipsos latest global happiness survey. And sadly, it says that fewer Australians are describing themselves as happy compared to when Ipsos last took that measure a few years ago, in fact, 12 months ago. Is that a disturbing trend where we may have to look at some changes ourselves?
Yeah, look, it is, but I do think it's a little. There's a bit of a cautionary tale when it comes to chasing things like happiness. You know, it is a transient emotion, so you know, happiness is designed to come and go. And I think we can fall into a trap if we think that that's something that we need to be chasing all the time. I think it's more helpful to look at things like contentment. Mm-hmm. So I guess it depends on what it is that we're trying to really kind of achieve and chase. But it is worrisome if people are talking about feeling like they're not content in their lives and they're not fulfilled. I think that's more concerning.
Leanne, we talk about wanting someone to change so desperately that we might want to force them or coerce them mm-hmm. or tell them that they have to change. Does that work?
No.
I think we knew the answer to that
look,
already.
Look, I know it was loaded.
Just from experience.
I know. Look, I think it's a good question. And I think particularly if we have loved ones that we can see that what they're doing isn't helping them. So sometimes that can actually come from a good place, not an attempt to try and control somebody. But look, unfortunately, you know, by taking that stance, it does tend to make people feel blamed and you know, sort of feel targeted. So it's not the best way to make people to change.
So what do we do then if we know we're unhappy in a relationship and we feel as though it's the other person's behaviour that's contributing to that? How can we approach that problem?
Yeah, look, I think we use empathy and compassion. My theory is if you lead with empathy and compassion, then you're going to get a lot further. So it's really around saying, look, without blaming somebody, but just kind of voicing where you're at in the relationship and how you're feeling and experiencing without making it about the other person. I think once we start pointing fingers, then that creates that defensiveness and we sort of don't get anywhere. So I think the rule of thumb generally is to not make other people responsible for how you feel, rather than try and create a space in a relationship where you can actually just voice where you're at and then go from there. But it's a tough one.
Leanne, in your world of psychology, which I think is very much underused in so many perceived medical conditions these days, do you find that you have to change in some way as time has gone by? Do you find society is encouraging you, in fact, to internally look at how you're going about things in your profession?
Yeah, look, I think so, but that's a good thing. I think we're always learning. I think the field of medicine is the same, you know. It is moving and evolving, and I think just because something is evidence-based doesn't mean that it's not changeable or that it shouldn't be reviewed. That's why we have peer-reviewed literature. So absolutely, I think I'd be you know, I wouldn't be a good psychologist if I wasn't constantly looking for opportunities to kind of move and change with what we know is best practice.
I'd love to know then, Leanne, how long does it take if we do all the right things, we lead with compassion, we're empathetic, what type of time frame are we looking at for someone to make this type of positive change?
Well, the research says on average around a couple of months it takes to be able to kind of, you know, really sort of change certain set behaviours and patterns. But it isn't just a fixed thing. I think what we often find is that we might sort of start to make a change, but things happen in our life where we do snap back to what's familiar. And I think it's important to have compassion for ourselves when that happens and be realistic and be kind to ourselves.
You know, I am very keen always to take responsibility for my own behaviours and I set myself goals, but it is that thing of changing a habit is really hard, right?
Yeah, it is.
And I love that you mentioned being compassionate to self, because understanding that you'll have setbacks and then being able to say to yourself, that's okay, I'll start again tomorrow. But what are some very key steps we can do if we have identified something in ourselves that we want to change very quickly? Easy steps.
Okay, so we've identified something we want to change. The next thing is to really look at the resources we have to actually do it. So that's internal resources. So am I at a position in my life at the moment where I have the energy to be able to do this? Do I have a support network around me of people that can actually support that change? So if I want to start a new healthy lifestyle, am I surrounded by people that are also engaging in that kind of lifestyle? In other words, am I setting myself up to succeed? And then I think that self-compassion is really, really important as well. Having those opportunities to reflect and say, oops, I made a mistake. That's okay. I'll do better tomorrow.
I love this advice. Sometimes easier said than done.
But it's such a great topic. It's got my mind racing.
It's really wonderful. If you want some more advice on this, though, you can head along to leannehall.com.au. It's a fantastic resource that you have there, Leanne.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a lovely Sunday. Let's get to a call. We've got Tom there. Hello there, Tom in Preston.
Hi, Tom. How can we help?
Oh, do we have Tom?
There he is.
Yeah,
you there,
morning.
Tom? Yeah, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
How can we help, Tom?
Mr. Quigley, is it?
Yes, Gerald.
Gerald, yeah, I've got you written down. I've been listening to 3AW for about 94 years.
All right. Good
but
for
I'm
you,
not,
Tom.
I'm not 94 yet.
No.
Tom, do you have a question for Gerald?
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. I broke my arm, and at the Austin, they cut it and they put screws in it.
Yes.
And I've been out of hospital for more than 5 months. I'm so dizzy and wobbly and all that. I try different tablets. I go to the chemist, your chemist that you advertise all the time for different things. But the biggest thing that kills me is wobbling, and I feel like I'm not living in this world. You know, they were giving me a lot of tablets at the Austin, and I don't know what they've done to my...
First thing, Tom, is to go along to your GP and have him check your blood pressure, or better still, buy a home blood pressure monitor, because this dizziness and unsteadiness you've got is a pathway to another unexpected fall and another fracture, which is the last thing you want. So there's the choice. Either you go along to your GP and have him assess your blood pressure and your overall health, or you go and buy a blood pressure, a home measuring machine, measure your blood pressure 3 or 4 times a day, about the same time for 5 consecutive days, measure it 3 times, record the 3rd measure, and then go along to your GP and say, this is what I'm finding, what can I do about it? Because the last thing we want, based on your call, is to have you fall over again.
All the best with that there, Tom. Thank you so much for your call. Give us a call, 131-873. If you have a question for your health, we'll get to more of your calls next.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Swiss Beauty Collagen Plus Hyaluronic Acid Booster 80 tablets at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Luke Hines. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Let's get to some calls. Hi there, Leonie in Wollongong.
Yes. Hi.
Hello, Leonie.
I'm on Siren 1000 blood thinner, and I get bad bruises on my lower arms and maybe legs. I don't really know. I've hit it.
It doesn't take much, Leonie, when you're using a blood thinning medicine or what we call an anticoagulant like you are. So there's a few things you can do. You can first of all have a chat to your doctor who may adjust the dose a little to make yes. your, just to alter some things. He may not be happy about that, but you can certainly treat them by applying arnica cream. So you can buy arnica cream from the pharmacy, and when you see a bruise appearing, and you're right, it's only got to be a slight bump and the bruise may appear, rub it with arnica cream. But the first thing to do, have a chat to your doctor, see if something can be done about that, the dose of your medication.
And Leonie, when we're talking about this, one of the things I like to say, no matter your age or your fitness level, is just regular movement in something that you can do. It could be as gentle as a slow walk. It could be an aquasize class. It's something that just keeps your body moving. It's good for the body, but it's also good for the mind. And then while we're on that, reducing processed and refined foods, eating real food, and just keeping a healthy weight. They all are wonderful towards supporting blood clots.
Mm. Peter in Eltham. Good morning.
Morning, Peter.
Thanks. Thanks for the show. Love you madly. Gerald, because of an attempt to suppress my pulmonary sarcoidosis activity, mm-hmm. I'm on prednisone and methotrexate pretty regularly, mm-hmm. Building up on methotrexate, just ramping it down a little bit on prednisone. But at the same time, because it's an anti-immune therapy, yes. trying to shut my body down, I'm taking every Monday, yes. Wednesday, Friday, I take azithromycin yes. and Resprim Forte, both antibiotics, yes. slightly different reasons. Yes. Can you tell me, please, is it worth trying taking a prebiotic or probiotic in this domain?
In your case, Peter, there is a specific protective probiotic called Saccharomyces. Very long name, Saccharomyces boulardii, which we abbreviate to SB. So if you go to your pharmacy and ask them for some SB, S for Sam, B for Betty, but Saccharomyces capsules, take them right alongside your antibiotics, because they can be taken together without any issues at all. Now, once, with a bit of luck, and you're off those antibiotics, then we can support it with Heinze with good prebiotic and probiotic foods, can't
we? Yeah, Peter, I'm really glad you brought this up, because there's people who are in a similar situation to you who may not know the effect that these are having to your gut health. So what we want to do is create a beautiful environment in there. So the first thing is a variety of different coloured fruits and vegetables. They are all packed with fibre, and fibre feeds the good gut bacteria. Now, what we also want in there as well are fermented foods. We want things like kimchi or sauerkraut. And then if you can, and I'm not pushing the envelope too far, bone broth is incredible for healing and sealing the gut lining. Now, you don't have to make your own and boil your bones. At most major supers and your pharmacies these days, you can get good quality powder or liquid bone mm-hmm. broth. And the way that that heals and seals the gut after this type of run of antibiotics mm-hmm. it is so important.
So make a note of the name, Peter, Saccharomyces. I'm sorry about the big name, but that's the specific one which will not interfere with your antibiotic.
I love that word, Saccharomyces. It's a great word. We'll get to more calls, 131-873, so do keep your calls coming. But first, I just wanted to highlight the Run for the Kids Fun Run, which is happening across the city of Melbourne this morning. It's raising money for the Royal Children's Hospital Good Friday Appeal and highlighting national research into diseases affecting children. In fact, it's happening right on our doorstep.
It is incredible. I caught the train into work today, and it was so heartwarming to see the entire carriage filled. This is before 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. on a Sunday in Melbourne, full of people wearing their bibs and their T-shirts. And I saw a number of T-shirts, yes. which really made me proud, yes. that said Run with Raffy, with the Chemist Warehouse logo
on
the side.
Which is what I'm wearing. I wore mine on the train, even though I was mixing with some very athletic-looking people, but I wasn't questioned as, how can you run in slacks and shoes?
Because
I was ready for an answer saying I was just part of the support team. But there's a Run with Raffy team, which is 250 plus runners and walkers all wearing these T-shirts because of the strong association that Raffy Verrocchi, through his parents Nikki and Matt Verrocchi, had with when he was diagnosed with B-cell acute lymphoblastic anemia back in 2020. So he had his treatment. He gets regular checkups every now and again, but got through that, but has left a lasting impression. So Chemist Warehouse very much supporting, and there's a run club called the Chemist Warehouse Run Club. They will be running and walking both the 4.6 short K short course or the 14.6 long course, which I would have done. wearing the team, donning the custom Run with Rappy T-shirts. So there we go.
And yeah, it's wonderful.
They all do brilliantly.
Yeah, and we're so happy that Rappy is doing so well. But thinking of everybody who's got an association with the Children's Hospital, it's an extraordinary organisation. Of course, the families and the kids that are there are very, very special. So yeah. It's an amazing, amazing event. But also, of course, the Good Friday Appeal is super important as well. So you can head along to goodfridayappeal.com.au if you wish to donate to that incredibly important cause. Well, keep your calls coming, 131-873. Plus, next up, the benefits of ginkgo as a herbal remedy.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Thompson's one-a-day ginkgo 6000 at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, now, the use of herbs as a form of medicine has its origins in ancient cultures. So today, joining us online is Victor Tabala, a naturopath, to discuss how herbs can support our general health and well-being. Great to have you back on the show, Victor.
Thank you, Jo. How are you this morning?
Oh, look, we are fighting fit. So tell us, many of us take a more holistic approach to our lives these days. So how can we use herbs to support this? I mean, I love it in my food, but I'm taking it outside of that, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. So with herbs, you would think of herbs in a similar way to your fruits and vegetables. So we know with our fruits and veggies, they're full of wonderful nutrients like vitamins and minerals. But in the case of herbs, what it is that they also contain some special, I guess you could call them, nutrients as well. And we call them phytochemicals. And phytochemicals have, you know, apart from antioxidant properties, they have other sort of health-giving properties that can support your general health and well-being.
Victor, great to talk to you today. Now, one herb we wanted to focus on in particular, mate, is ginkgo. Where does it actually come from?
So ginkgo actually originates from China, but it's also found in other Southeast Asian countries such as Japan. I mean, I love telling this story about ginkgo. It's in Japan, it's actually known as Hibakujumoku, which is also known as the survivor tree. And what special aspect about this is that it was one of the first trees or one of the first plants that actually grew out of the devastation of both the Hiroshima and Nagasaki atomic bomb blasts back in 1945. And I guess a lot of the health properties that ginkgo, what we know ginkgo now for, I guess in a way supports or backs up this wonderful history that ginkgo has as being a survivor tree. It's actually been around since the Jurassic period, 150 wow. million years now. Yeah.
Amazing.
Victor, ginkgo obviously has a role as an antioxidant, which means that it helps preserve the brain from aging, like most antioxidants do. But is there a downside? Can anyone take ginkgo?
Look, this is the wonderful thing about ginkgo. It's a herb that, in my opinion, anyone can take. And I guess it's important to highlight this because with ginkgo, there was some concerns raised probably about 2 or 3 decades ago about the potential for ginkgo to thin the blood, but that's now been debunked. So ginkgo's main action, which is through its antioxidants, which we call ginkgo flavour and glycosides, and that's one of the important aspects of this plant, these antioxidant properties, they do not actually thin the blood. So the good thing about ginkgo is that anyone can take it. It's particularly important for our elderly individuals, particularly when it comes to brain health and improving cognitive function, such as memory and concentration. My suggestion would be that if you are on any medications, particularly those that are related to heart or blood thinners and so forth, allow at least 2 hours between your medication and the taking of the ginkgo.
Victor, one thing I like to encourage people to do is try to get as many vitamins and minerals from their food. But is it the same with ginkgo? Can we get it in our day-to-day diets?
No, unfortunately not. I mean, it's a herb. I mean, look, it's obviously a herb from overseas, but had to sort of import it as such. So look, the most important thing about ginkgo is that it can be taken as a supplement. And the good news is it can be taken as a one-a-day supplement, around 6,000 milligrams is a good daily dose for its antioxidant property. So it can be taken as a simple one-a-day supplement.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for that beautiful resource on such an amazing ancient tree. I love it. Thanks so much, Victor.
Thanks, Victor.
Great. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, GQ. And thanks, Onzi.
Anytime.
Have a great Sunday. Let's get to a call. Hi there, Gloria in Doncaster East.
Hello, Gloria.
Hello.
Good morning. Excuse me. I've got a Baker's cyst behind my right knee. Mm-hmm. Now, I've had this for 6 months. I've been to the doctor. She gave me some tablets for the inflammation and said to take Panadol or Panamax if it was painful. Mm-hmm. And it's just not going away. I actually exercise, I swim. And when I exercise, I put a elastic, the thing I got from the chemist, on.
Yes.
But it's still there.
Gloria, look, and I think it's important we recognise the fact that these things just don't go away unless they're treated properly. And sometimes people are referred off to see a specialist and they have a steroid injection directly into the cyst. That's done under guidance because they can be incredibly painful. Mm. They can flare up very quickly. So I think it's time, if you've battled with this for 6 months, it's time to actually seek a referral, go off and get it properly assessed by someone who's dealing in that territory all the time. As a general, and you've already said paracetamol, useless, but the anti-inflammatory can only really take for a certain amount of time, but we can certainly support, Heinze, an anti-inflammatory tendency for food options, can't we?
Yeah, Gloria, we talk a lot on this show about inflammation. Now, there's two ways to approach inflammation. One is we can celebrate anti-inflammatory foods, and one of those in particular is healthy fats, things like extra virgin olive oil, avocados, red fatty fish like salmon and ocean trout. But the other thing that we often need to talk about in regards to inflammation is reducing inflammatory foods, such as processed and refined foods, high amounts of sugar, alcohol and junk food. So it's about that balance, okay, and doing what you can, but also making it delicious.
Mm, all the best with that. Gloria. Casey in Churchill, good morning.
Hi, Casey.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
We're well. Hello. How can we help?
Well, I'm just in my second year of nursing, mm-hmm. and I just found that ginkgo wasn't actually the subject, mm-hmm. wasn't my a part of the assignment, but I did remember that there was contraindications, like with other medications, so I was just wondering if that, I guess, is well-labelled for those that are taking certain things that might accelerate their metabolic, you know, when it's getting processed, whether it will accelerate the doses or make the main drug that the person's taking might become, I don't know, weaker.
It's a good question, Casey, but let me reassure you, in my 52 years, I've seen hundreds and hundreds of drug-drug interactions and a tiny number of drug-herb interactions. So we need to get that in perspective. And also, too, the important thing when you're taking any medication and you're adding a supplement, you get some advice. So that's from your pharmacist or a naturopath in store or a naturopath in a health food store. So you get the advice. And sadly, though, as time goes by, and I think Victor mentioned it before, a lot of the almost perceived risks of 20 and 30 years ago, they've all been disproven because we've got much more now up-to-date evidence base. But there's advice always available. My biggest concern are the drug-drug interactions, and I get emails about them most days.
All the best with that. Thank you so much, and good luck with the nursing.
Yes,
I love that.
Terrific.
Gerald, as always, a wealth of knowledge, and we'll get more tips from you in just a moment for our overall health. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Forgotten your password again? Well, for a convenient way to improve your memory, try Thompson's One A Day Ginkgo 6000. It contains the herb ginkgo, a source of antioxidants, and improves memory in aging individuals. Plus, it's the number one selling ginkgo product on the market. Thompson's One A Day Ginkgo 6000, 60 capsules at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Swiss Beauty Hyaluronic 2% Vitamin B5 Glow Booster Serum at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. It's time for us to get nourished, Gerald, and we are talking probiotics today.
Very important, and there is someone in the studio here who is a gut health absolute, becomes focused totally on gut health, and it's not you or me. I wonder who it could be. But look, it is important. That's you, Joe.
Yes, I'm obsessed with gut
Joe,
health.
Joe, I love that this is your passion.
Well, I feel it was placed upon me, but
we're talking
with great power comes great responsibility.
We're talking here about an organ, another organ called a microbiome, which is trillions of bacteria. And there are good guys and bad guys, quite simplistically. And when there is an imbalance, then things go pear-shaped. We know now that many diseases are reflected in an altered gut microbiome. Diabetes, a lot of the chronic diseases, even some of the mental health issues like autism, there's a different spectrum of the bacteria species in the gut.
But being that there are different types, how important is it that we use one that is diverse?
We talk about diversity in food, don't we?
Yeah.
Every time you respond to a question, you say, now we need this, 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 and this. And it's no different in the probiotic world. There are some that have got more specific indications, but mostly a diverse probiotic gives you the balance that your body can use, and that keeps them all happy.
But why are some better than others?
Well, it's the formulation, it's the potency, it's obviously how your body uses them, and that's the important part about getting some advice. So if you just don't go and buy one, get some advice, give a bit of a brief
history.
But
you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, can we get it from food? Can we get enough from food?
In some instances, yes, but it depends. But probably most people could benefit from a probiotic each day because we don't get the balance of fruit and vegetables, is it? 90% of Australians don't get that right.
Yeah.
So there's the prebiotic part, particularly with vegetables. So, look, I think all things in balance. If you feel that your tummy needs a bit of reinforcement, get some advice about a daily probiotic.
Too good.
Get Nourished is brought to you by BioGlam Platinum Probiotics, backed by science, Australia's highest strain probiotic range for digestive and immune system health. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. We have time for one more call, and this is a bit of a corker for you here, Ainsley.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Dana in Sydney.
Oh, good morning, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
Happy Sunday.
You too.
Listening for years. But I've got a question, for example. The corned beef, is it a processed food or not?
Well,
is corned beef a processed food or not? I mean, be careful, Heinz, because Gerald and I both love this.
I know. Corned beef, you think Reuben sandwich, and you think this is.
Now, this is, when we talk of the term processed food, when I demonise certain processed foods, we're talking about things that come in packets that are made with fillers, colours, numbers. That's the processed food and junk we want to be avoiding.
Yes.
But corned beef goes through a process, correct, but I'm not going to demonise it. I'm just going to say eat in moderation. So first thing that I love about it is that it's made using brisket, which was one of my favourite cuts of beef.
Yes.
And what we do is we get the brisket and we tenderise it in a mixture of salt, and we'll come to that, sugar and spices until it's beautifully brought together into what we now know as corned beef.
Yes.
Being that we do brine with sugar and the salt and the spices, you do have to be mindful that it is really high in sodium, and it is also higher in carbs, but also the fats in that balance out. So it is an indulgent food. I don't want to demonize it. It's not that we're making it in a factory. It's just that it is very high in the fat, the sugar and the carbs. We just got to be mindful.
Sitting on the fence, Joe.
The
fence. It's not going to alter the fact that if ever we eat out and corned beef is on the menu, or a Reuben sandwich.
Oh, yes.
Oh, hello,
you've
yum.
Got to go for it.
And with a Reuben sandwich, it comes with cabbage, right?
Yes.
So that's got
sauerkraut.
Something.
What would the
sauerkraut
ratio of cabbage to the sandwich be? Like actual bread?
I don't know that. I can't answer that question.
All we're doing is balancing what you perceive as something too salty.
Yes. A very good question, Dana, which we will be debating from here on in, I think. Thanks so much to all of our callers. Houseofwellness.com.au is the website. Head along to the Ask tab with any questions you might have. And we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When supporting gut health, don't just choose any probiotic. Choose BioGlan Platinum Probiotics 100 billion available at Chemist Warehouse. It's Australia's highest strain probiotic for digestive and immune system health. Formulated with up to 20 beneficial probiotic strains, BioGlan Platinum Probiotics helps restore friendly gut flora. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get BioGlan Platinum Probiotics 100 billion at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's been great to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness. Of course, if you want more House of Wellness, you can check us on TV today, midday on Channel 7. Fantastic episode, Hinesy.
It is huge, Joe and GQ. We catch up with Joe Wicks. You might know him as the guy with 4.5 million Insta followers. He's a PT. He's sharing healthy recipes. We catch up pre-workout when he was here in Melbourne. It was really, really great chat, very informative. And we talk about mental health and the importance that plays when it comes to how we move and how we eat.
Oh, I love that conversation.
And be very careful about the article on sleeping separately, on moving out of your bed, because one of the experts said you move out, it's a bit hard to come back. So, chaps, don't be bullied.
It was there. A really interesting story, though, because it did suggest if you sleep better apart, that doesn't mean the end of a relationship.
No.
Perfectly healthy relationships can choose to sleep in separate beds.
They can.
Yes.
As long as the dogs stay with me.
You love the dogs. Well, as always, we say thank you to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au for more information. And we wish everybody who may be out there enjoying a fun run today, whether it is for Run for the Kids or perhaps
run
in your own space, we wish you all the best.
Yeah, totally. Have an amazing day.
Yes, Gerald, Heinze, been great to spend this hour with you.
Thanks, thank you.
We see you all again next week.